Welcome to the Marketing Showcase podcast. I'm James Marriott. Our second live podcast here at Aintree in Liverpool. We've got a bit of an audience around. Shall I get people to give us a bit of a whoop? Give us a quick whoop. That was not bad, actually. Thank you. And we have a guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so I'm Manny. I'm the CEO of Bauble Digital. Been in the digital marketing field for over 10 years, working for some of the biggest agencies. I got a podcast, Bauble Pod, so follow me on there to understand what kind of digital marketing knowledge I have.
I've heard Bauble Pod's quite good.
Yeah.
Good things. I've been loosely calling these live episodes that we're doing today kind of like extra factor podcasts. So what you've been doing is the X factor, your talk, and then this is the extra factor where we kind of mop up a few questions and a few loose ends.
So what you're saying is I didn't get the golden buzzer.
If I had a golden buzzer, I would have pressed it just for you. Let's focus on the X factor bit of that just for a second. So can you sum up in kind of 30 seconds for anyone that's listening to the podcast version of this that wasn't at your talk, kind of what the kind of like the main point of what you've just been talking about was?
So my talk was tackling Google in an AI digital age. The idea was to set a basic foundation of SEO, PPC, challenges businesses are facing and AI challenges businesses are facing, and how basically AI Gemini, which is Google's AI tool, is now integrated within platforms like Google Ads and how it's impacting the Google's algorithm and what businesses can do from a PPC and organic perspective to use Gemini to improve their Google Ad performance and their organic rankings.
I've got a few questions that we got kind of sent in advance.
Yeah,
and I've been hanging on to. I'll get the ball rolling, and then if anyone does want to ask anything as we get going, then please do. So there's a lot of new, and there always seems to be new AI tools kind of coming onto the market. Every time I talk to someone, they're like, have you tried such and such? Have you heard of this? Have you heard of the other? Yeah. A lot of new things coming along. From what you see, how are some of these kind of new AI tools that are kind of coming onto the market, how are they different / better / worse than ChatGPT? That's kind of like the go-to that everyone knows about.
The irony is they're all tapping into OpenAI for their data source anyway. So a lot of these tools, so if it has an IO at the end of the website, I call it a machine learning tool as opposed to an AI tool, which basically is an automation tool, than anything else. So a lot of tools out there say they're AI, but they're actually not, because there's no actual artificial intelligence that comes from it. It's more improved automations, efficiencies of how to do things and looking at data better. I always say you should use AI to move from data insight to execution quicker. The top, let's say, four or five I'm looking at is obviously the main three you've got, which is OpenAI, which is ChatGPT. You've got Grok 3, and then you've got DeepSeek. One I'm really playing around with is called AI Sesame. I really like that one, which is a conversational AI, which is going to be really, really important when it comes to voice search, I think, in terms of where it goes. And obviously the fifth one, which is part of my talk, which was Gemini by right. Google. So they're the real like top five that I would say I'm playing with right now.
Okay. And what's your favorite of those?
AI Sesame. Even though it's not as informative as, let's say, you can't get the same level of information from, let's say, ChatGPT or DeepSeek or Gemini, and it won't do that level of integration I've just talked about in my talk, is it was the first time I interacted with an AI and thought, holy shit, like, I forgot I was talking to an AI.
Right.
It was that good. But my mind, because obviously I'm building out a digital marketing AI SaaS product, went into the stratosphere in terms of the capabilities of how that could link in with data. So instantly I'm like, you've got AI agents right now through, let's say, Microsoft and 365. I was like, that could become an AI agent and could be your digital marketing person that you converse with in a company and can tap into ChatGPT and DeepSeek for the data and to stuff like AI Gemini. And it's almost like you're having a conversation, so they'll go away and do that for you, but you'll have a conversation with them.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Most of them are still pretty poor, aren't they? Those kind of AI chatbots are still not really kind of cutting it. So interesting,
the tech's up here, but the market's down there.
Yeah.
So no one's really understanding what they could do. And the problem with all these AI tools is it only scraps that much amount of data. So it's constantly moving. So if you get, say, let's say a year ago, you said, look at this, and you want to look back at that data, it's already moved down here.
Yeah.
So until the AI capabilities and the data and cloud can expand the data source, it's not really going to, it's very limited to what you can do.
This is a question that someone asked us to ask you. It might be a little bit off topic, but kind of feels like it's sort of related to stuff we've talked about. Do you see AI taking people's jobs? This is, you know, it's something that's quoted a lot, doesn't it? AI comes up, you go, well, it's going to take people's jobs. Is that going to happen?
I mean, it's adapt or die, really. I'm going to be transparent with everyone. I said to everyone in the room, if I was you, I'd be looking at AI tools and how to integrate that into your current job function to make yourself more valuable to the company, because then you will educate and lead your company on that tool. And I always say a decade is defined by the midpoint. It's AI machine learning. Yes, some jobs will go, but what it means is those people that are more adaptive and creative will do it. Will it replace content writers? No, I don't think so. Will it replace agencies? Some, yes. I think what you'll find is, and not to be harsh, is the low performers will go, the shit agencies will fall off and no longer exist, and the ones that adapt are innovative and are forward-thinking, they'll integrate it as part of the element. So, like right now, we're an agile digital marketing agency, that's how we present ourselves. With our rebrand, we're going to be reintegrated as an AI-integrated digital marketing agency. So I've already seen the next 5 years, and I've already developed two for the last 2 years in terms of where it's going. I guarantee you there's probably no other agency doing what I'm doing with AI and be able to answer that questions. And that's the difference between Bubble still being alive in 5 years' time compared to other agencies. So yes, it will, but it's on you to adapt, I say, more than anything else.
I have got a couple more questions that people submitted, but I will just do a quick scan round, see whether anyone is brave enough now to stick their hand up. If there's something they want to ask Manny while he's here. We do have a question.
Hi, what type of day-to-day activities do you think AI is really beneficial to marketers?
All the admin stuff that you just don't have time to do. So, hands up if you're using Office 365. Get Copilot, premium. So, what we're doing as an agency, just to give an example, is I have an account manager who normally writes notes, transcribes them, follows up with an email, typical stuff you'd get from an agency, follow up. Copilot transcribes everything, creates AI notes, can create the email, individual AI agents connect into your client's client folder, creates an Excel document based on that element, put into the 365 task module that you've got a deadline, puts in the next meeting because we've had a conversation on that call to say we'll follow up in 2 weeks' time on this call and we'll have a meeting to go through this presentation. We'll create a PowerPoint slide based on what you want to talk about, etc. But to do that, you have to invest a lot of time and learning to do it. So it can, I always say, move from data insights to execution quicker. It's going to save you in all the manual tasks. We talked about using Gemini to write your ad descriptions and giving it certain prompts. How much time are you spending on manual Excel sheets, link building, looking at keyword analysis? It takes hours. Those hours should take now minutes. Your job should be proofing it and making sure it follows the strategy of what you're doing in terms of a marketing professional. Yeah.
Well said. Everything so far has been quite AI-driven, hasn't it, in terms of the questions and what we've talked about. Slight tangent, just talk specifically about search engines, because everything still seems to be very Google-centric, but I know you have opinions in terms of other search engines and where they're starting to kind of fit into the market. Should the vast majority of people's attention still be very Google-centric, or is that
no,
changing?
I think Google's time is coming, unfortunately. I think Google has the monopoly, we all know that. I think the smartest thing Microsoft did was buy and invest into OpenAI. Bing is really, really good, but it's not as good as Google Ads. It's like 9 out of 10 searches globally is done on Google, 1 out of 10, less than 1 out of 10, is done on Bing. But Microsoft plays the long game, it always has. If I was the audience, start playing with Bing. Start getting used to ChatGPT, and then what you'll see in the next 12 to 18, 2 years, is synergies between the two platforms. You'd be like, hang on, I get that kind of format from my Bing result, or I get that format from ChatGPT. And what's going to happen is the two are going to merge at some point. So buy Microsoft shares now, but I'm not an expert in terms of like shares and profits. And it will become, it's the biggest threat to Google. I talked about this on the podcast. It's like the biggest threat to Google is OpenAI and ChatGPT, because it's a search prompt and it's a voice prompt. And you'll start getting gadgets with built-in AI. Google's Chrome is built in with its voice recognition in terms of Google, but there's so many out there, it will adapt. So, yeah, you won't see it happen for at least 5 years, but I think if you get ahead of the curve, you'll already know how the platforms work.
We're out of time. That's going to wrap us up. Manny, thank you for your time.
No, you're welcome.
Always a pleasure. Just give us one more quick plug for BobblePod, if there's anyone that does want to kind of carry on this sort of conversation, carry on learning and hearing your thoughts on things.
Yeah, BobblePod, nearly 200 episodes, 20 to 30 minutes. It's available on every single streaming platform, even YouTube. Follow me at Mr. Bobble Official. All I do is how I am right now. I go away, do the learning, and I interpret it in a better way for you to understand it, and I bring on guests. So if you want to learn about digital marketing advertising, follow Bobble Pod. I make no money from it. It's just an educational platform tool to help anyone who comes to showcases, anyone knows Bobble Digital about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Manny. Thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please check the feed for loads more content from Marketing Showcase events. You can find out more about Marketing Showcase at mktgshowcase.co.uk. There's details about the upcoming events on there, along with a ton of useful blogs, details about exhibitors, links to social channels, and more. I run my own business, by the way, Sound Media, helping brands to incorporate podcasting into their marketing output. If you'd like to get to know me a little bit better, LinkedIn is the place for that. Search for James Marriott and look for the headphones emoji. That's me. We'll be back soon with more insights from Marketing Showcase. See you then.